Democratic Latinx voters could help determine whether Michigan flips blue this November. But there are questions about whether former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is reaching this electorate. Michelle Jokish-Polo sent us this story.
Over the sound of cars passing outside Supermercado La Estrellita, a neighborhood staple for the Latinx community in Lansing, Corinne Kendall, who's originally from Mexico, says she feels like there's never been such a divided America.
You know, we were just all so sad because we never thought that our country would put a man like that in that position. You know, a person who would, it was terrible, it was heartbreaking, you know.
Kendall is concerned about institutional discrimination and economic and educational opportunities. She's planning to cast her ballot for Joe Biden this November, but says she doesn't think the Latinx community in the area will show up to vote. For Democrats to turn out to Latinx voters, they need to understand key differences between communities around the country. Mara Osfeld analyzes exit poll data for Telemundo, one of the largest Spanish-speaking networks in the U.S. She says the key difference between Latinx voters in Michigan and a state like Florida is that Michigan voters are less proximate to the immigration experience.
You know, like if you look at Florida, there tends to be more people who are recent immigrants. There's more Spanish-dominant immigrants here, whereas in Michigan, a larger share of the Latinx population actually speaks English at home.
Oswald says many Latinx Florida voters are newer immigrants and have concerns Michigan voters are less likely to have.
Many of them have left Venezuela or Cuba because of their concerns about the state influence over personal, what they felt should be non-governmental matters.
She says in Michigan, Latinx voters are concerned about things like institutionalized discrimination, the concentration of wealth, and access to educational opportunities. According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 70% of eligible Latinx voters in Michigan are of Mexican origin. Angela Ocampo teaches political science with a focus on Latinx politics at the University of Michigan. She says the Latinx community has been hit really hard during the pandemic, and that will be a driving force in how they vote.
And so this is something that going into the election is really at the forefront and right at the, like, in their minds, on the top of their minds and their everyday experiences.
In 2020, there are enough Latinx voters to flip the state back to blue. In 2016, Trump narrowly won the state by nearly 11,000 votes. Ocampo says there are 34,000 more eligible Latinx voters this year than there were in 2016. But in November, it's really about mobilization and how many of those that are eligible will actually turn out. She says the fact that Latinx leaders were missing from the Democratic National Convention shows the party's lack of intention in reaching out to this electorate.
And I think that the absence of key people like Julian Castro were obvious and were really, you know, shocking for the Latinx community.
Tom Paris chairs the Democratic National Committee. He says the party is making unprecedented investments to draw in Latinx voters in the state because he believes they can make a difference in this upcoming election.
And Joe Biden's going to enable Latinos to get their jobs, to get their lives back, to have their kids back in school because he has a plan for dealing with coronavirus. The stakes couldn't be higher for Latino voters in Michigan.
Earlier this year, national polls found Democratic Latinx voters overwhelmingly supported Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' primary campaign. Chuck Rocha was advisor to the 2020 Sanders campaign and is the author of Theo Bernie, a book about how the Sanders campaign engaged Latino voters. He says the key difference between the way Biden and Sanders have engaged this electorate is in the prioritization of young Latinx voters.
We actually had a conversation with these young people who never get targeted by any campaign, and we said, would you like to vote for Bernie Sanders? And then when we told them about the issues, of course they lined up on the Green New Deal, increasing the minimum wage, Medicare for all, like college affordability.
According to political scientists, Latinx voters in Michigan tend to be very young and almost 40% are considered millennials. Juan Morales, a recent high school graduate in Lansing, says he knows he's voting for Biden because he doesn't want four more years of Trump. But he's not as excited about Biden as he was about Bernie Sanders, whose policies on gun control, marijuana, and college loan forgiveness more closely align with his beliefs. Morales says he's been encouraging his fellow Latinx friends to vote, but he says very few of them are planning to vote.
Only like half, maybe, of the people I know are probably going to vote in November, as far as friends my age. Just because they haven't taken it upon themselves to register.
If young Latinx voters like Juan stay home, it could be an Achilles heel for Michigan Democrats and Joe Biden. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.